For Montana News on the Northern News Network, I'm Cody Ross. Yellowstone Lake in Yellowstone National Park is the largest high-elevation lake in North America at 7,733 feet above sea level. Researchers have found since 1927, cumulative spring snow has nearly doubled, insulating the lake in the face of warming temperatures and kept ice formation patterns consistent. The Sydney Beet Plant, which closed last year, has a history in eastern Montana stretching back to 1925. Contributor Jim McBride looks to the future through the rearview mirror.
Because of that rich history, the Sydney Mondack Heritage Center is working to preserve it through an oral history project. That project got a boost from the Foundation for Montana History in the form of a $4,900 grant, which will enable the center to interview knowledgeable individuals from employees to producers and record and transcribe the information gleaned for future use and preservation. The information will be available to visitors at the center and on the Montana History Portal website.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Elections are right around the corner, and with recent changes to many election laws, it's more important than ever to know how, when, and where to vote. That's why AARP created a Montana Election Guide with the most up-to-date information on how to register, where to vote, the rules for early voting, and key voting deadlines. Stay informed so you can make your voice heard. Visit aarp.org/mtvotes. That's aarp.org/mtvotes. Paid for by AARP.
It's morning in the not-too-distant future. Your alarm goes off and your automated mattress lifts you out of bed. Your automated shower is all ready to go at the right temperature. Your automated kitchen makes you bacon and eggs sunny side up. Then you remember you need to call your health plan. You hit the call button on your phone and you're greeted by a real person, not an automated phone tree. At Pacific Source Health Plans, we know technology is important, but it can't replace human service. Visit PacificSourceMembersFirst.com to learn more.
President Joe Biden nominated Montana Attorney Dana Jackson to the U.S. District Court in Montana. If confirmed, she would take the federal bench to replace Judge Dana Christensen, who announced he was taking senior status in late 2022. Jackson is currently a tribal attorney for the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. The Bureau of Land Management, Montana Dakota's state office, will once again have a Bring a Kid to Work Thursday from 9 to noon at 5001 South Gate Drive in Billings. This year's event will help children explore what is possible in their futures if they choose a career with a BLM. The Beartooth Highway in Montana is closed all winter due to heavy snowfall, but Department of Transportation plow crews have begun clearing the road for summer. The schedule calls for it to be open to the public by Memorial Day weekend, but that is always dependent on the weather. I'm Cody Ross, Northern News Network.